Moment, the president of the European Council says the fate of Brexit negotiations is in the hands of London.
It is in fact up to London how this will end, with a good deal, no deal, or no Brexit. But in each of these scenarios, we will protect our common interest only by being together.
Donald Tusk made the remarks during a speech in the French city of Strasbourg. He stressed the EU will strive to keep a united Europe in the face of Britain's expected departure from the Union. Five rounds of Brexit talks between London and Brussels have so far proved futile. On Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May said progress had been made, but the opposition Labour Party says negotiations have reached an impasse. Among other issues, the UK's financial settlement to leave the bloc has proved to be the main sticking point. Joining us live now from London is Professor Rodney Shakespeare, who is a university professor and political commentator, and he's joining us live now by Skype. Professor Shakespeare, do you agree with the EU that the ball really is in London's court? Obviously, it seems to be a blame game.
Well, the main issue is undoubtedly money. The rights of UK citizens in Europe, they are going to be preserved, and the rights of European citizens in the UK are going to be preserved. The open border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, an independent state, going to be upheld, that open border. Gets down to money. Now, there the two sides are coming together to some extent. The EU is at 50 billion, the UK is at 20 billion, and the EU is saying that the UK offer has to be doubled. In other words, they're asking for about 40 billion. But there was one other thing in Tusk's remarks, and he talked about keeping a united Europe. What was that to do with the negotiation with the UK? Well, the answer is this, that amongst the issues going on is Brexit, but then there are other issues within Europe, which are in fact leading to a position much nearer to the UK one. And this, of course, relates to people coming into Europe from the outside and movement within. And you have to look at there at Hungary, Poland, Czech, Slovak, and Austria. So those are the issues going on. Essentially, it is money. There is still a big gap between the two sides, but at least you can now get a sense of the figures. 50 billion, 20 billion, and maybe the EU is coming down to 40, maybe or maybe not.
So, Professor, then the question remains, obviously, can both of these parties, i.e. the EU and the UK, walk away from this with a deal which serves both of their interests?
Well, they are both going straight to the line, because this is about large sums of money. But you've asked, at the end of the day, can both sides afford not to have an agreement? My view is that they cannot afford not to have an agreement. You just look at those huge lines of traffic every day that go through the tunnel one way or the other. So I think they're both playing hardball. There's still a big gap, but the bottom line is that they're probably going to have to meet somewhere in between those two parameters that I've indicated.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.